Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My first order of business is to thank the Department of Defense for getting involved in our lawsuit. I feel much better knowing they have our back. Of course, it's Department of Justice, not the Department of Defense. I'm not a DC-er, but Wayne is, and he was laughing at me, so I had to correct that.
I wanted to know how they got involved.
Yeah, I called them, actually. Said, please, I'm scared. Let me start by congratulating those of you who are just elected to leadership positions for the coming year, but also every one of you who interviewed with the nominating committee earlier this week. It's invigorating to know that there are so many board members willing to donate so much time and energy to your Beef Checkoff program. There was a day when it was a little more difficult to get even the minimum number of folks that the program needed to commit to leadership. The amazing turnout, the quality of every single candidate this year bodes well for the future, without a doubt. With that and so many other recent triumphs of this board, I'm delighted to be here to talk to you about the accomplishments of your national self-help program since my last live report to you. In the interim, we've been sending you monthly CEO reports to keep you up to date, and I hope you found those useful. I would start by saying these last 6 months have been anything but dull. Unlike the last 2 years, which have been almost fun. After maintaining the same basic committee structure for the National Beef Checkoff program for quite a long time, you realize that today's industry and consumer environments are different. You trusted some of your fellow board members. You picked up the existing way of doing business. You inspected it. You threw out the cookie cutters. You kneaded it. You shaped it. You let the best ideas rise. And you rolled it out in a new and improved form. With this remolding, you energized the checkoff decision-making process, and you made it more relevant to the needs of those we depend on the most, consumers. Throughout the changes, I think what struck me the most was the single-minded focus that you all shared while achieving true and meaningful change to the checkoff. You succeeded in setting aside differences. You spoke loud and clear on behalf of beef producers and importers nationwide. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of us. Your staff is proud to work for you and proud to having you leading fearlessly with your efforts. Change is nerve-wracking. And here you are. You've adapted. You've forged a path into the future. You've proven to yourselves and to the industry that it can be done. And while anthropologist and sociologist Margaret Mead constructed her legacy of knowledge about human behavior long before the national checkoff took flight, she might as well have been talking about us when she voiced so profoundly, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." If you think about it, the change that you've created is what the Beef Checkoff program is about at its very core. It's about making sure that consumers across the globe understand your product and your industry well enough to give themselves permission and appetite to purchase and consume beef. It's about us continuing to pay strict attention to the consumer, leading constant improvement by use of both progressive and established production practices to improve that everyday eating experience in terms of value, taste, consistency, nutrition, and safety. But based on your efforts, you've undoubtedly kept the checkoff on the right path, because today we can focus directly on those consumer drivers with a clearer understanding of why they matter. This week, we released findings from the Producer Attitude Survey, which indicate that the preponderance of producers across the country continue to have favorable attitudes about the Beef Checkoff program. In fact, 76% of producers surveyed say they approve of the checkoff, while 13% say they disapprove, and the remainder fall in uncertain categories. This is the highest approval level for the checkoff since the early 1990s. In addition, 68% say the checkoff has helped contribute to the profitability of their own farms and ranches, and 80% say they believe the checkoff program has contributed to a positive trend in beef demand over the years. These are numbers to be proud of, and you should be proud. and pleased. But, there's always a but. Let me warn you, you should not be content. Even though you have brought about remarkable change in the checkoff lately, you've only seen the tip of the iceberg. Today's business environment is about constant change. Producers approve of the checkoff program, and we're so glad to be doing well on their behalf, but that doesn't mean that we as leaders can rest. Instead, we must become more responsive to what producer investors and consumers need from this program. In short, we must practice relentless, continuous improvement of the checkoff every hour of every day. That's my goal. And I'm looking to you for direction and leadership to achieve it. Frankly, the stakes are very high. The creative, well-funded efforts of anti-beef factions of all sorts continue to crowd the consumer ear and mind with messages. The clutter that barrages consumers daily, hourly, is astounding and confusing to them. We have to make sure our product is the best we can make it and also well differentiated in the consumer marketplace. We need to guarantee that although faux meat may be the top foodie trend in 2013, beef is a mainstay, not a fad, and in every category, from taste to nutrition. Our checkoff market research shows that today price is a food decision restrictor for 40% of the population. Further, 25% say the cost of steak is too high and not worth it. 15% say the same thing about ground beef. Those who say they are eating less beef cite nutrition and price as the most common reasons. We need to keep a close eye as this high price becomes an established price in 2013. We must watch the price points of our protein competitors carefully. So our research indicates, and many economists agree, that we are seeing shivers of price resistance from consumers. Near term, a key challenge will be continuing to prove to consumers that beef, even at a higher price, is a good value. So the value subcommittee has its work cut out for it. But if you're on other subcommittees that deal with domestic consumer preference, you're not off the hook. Because just like every one of us, when we have to pay more, we expect more. The total beef eating experience has never been more important than it is when prices are high. These challenges must be met in an environment where national checkoff funding is budgeted at 8% decrease this year when compared to last. Yet despite the challenges, right now consumers still ring up beef purchases. They're learning from their doctors and their dietitians and their teachers and their parents and their children that their favorite cuts of beef are also nutritious and convenient enough to fit perfectly into their lives. That's through the work of your beef checkoff. I have time only to list about the top five results from 2012 and bring these success stories in front of you. Consider again for yourself who might be doing this for you if not your checkoff program and the work that you've put into it this week and throughout the year. You are responsible for what is known as the BOLD diet, beef in an optimal lean diet, scientific peer-reviewed research published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition last year, proving the important role that beef can play in a healthy diet. You are responsible for an exclusive culinary education seminar that took place at the CIA, not the Department of Defense, the Culinary Institute of America at Greystone, where 30 leading research and development chefs from nationally recognized companies participated in the Beef Immersion course that taught them in-depth about culinary innovation, butchering techniques, and provided hands-on training with alternative beef cuts. You are responsible for the research and education efforts that led the American Heart Association to certify 4 extra lean beef cuts as heart healthy in consumer diets. You're responsible for tremendous success in maintaining strong U.S. beef exports in new and regained and expanding markets across the globe, despite trying global economic times, and you are responsible for the groundbreaking National Beef Quality Audit released last year that helps the beef industry continually improve beef quality and provides clear direction on factors beyond the physical characteristics of beef that include food safety, sustainability, animal well-being, and the consequences of beef production practices on the quality of end product. As I think back to the Chekhov's efforts in 2012 and the change you've accomplished, it became clear to me that we all learned something very important and did something very big here this past year. But with every challenge lies opportunity. For example, moving beef into Japan has been quite a challenge since 2003. Yet with the announcement of eased trade restrictions just before we came to Tampa lies enormous opportunity for U.S. producers to profit by offering quality, delicious U.S. beef in Japan and other markets. That said, about 85 to 87% of beef production stays in this country. Our domestic marketplace has opportunities that lie in our ability to recognize consumers in this country as distinct groups with discrete needs. That differentiation is key to our success. Millennials, more than 78 million strong, and adept in influencing marketplace practically from birth, offer us an opportunity to keep domestic demand stable in the next year. We must listen to them and fulfill their desires for our product. Similarly, subpopulations like the Hispanic and Asian populations offer opportunity for us domestically. So in closing, I will remind you of two very important things to keep in mind as you move forward. Beware of indifference or passivity, which has the potential to kill the passion you have engaged in launching these latest Chekhov improvements. Constant improvements come from that passion, so keep it alive. And last but certainly not least, don't let what you cannot do limit what you can do. Every idea deserves consideration and discussion. Whenever I hear an immediate reaction from anyone that says, "Oh no, we can't do that," I always think, why not? Perhaps an idea is viable, perhaps it's not. But assuming something cannot be done without careful examination severely limits your horizons. Muhammad Ali said, "Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion." Some people prefer to stay where they are just for comfort's sake. Some people like to bounce from idea to idea just for exercise. Don't let small minds, big egos, status quo, or negativity limit your possibilities. On the other hand, it's a mistake to think that moving fast is the same as actually going somewhere. Change takes guts, coupled with wisdom, and it's rarely, if ever, easy. But when it's done right, it's well worth the struggle. As we move forward to empower the beef industry in domestic and global markets, never stop questioning and you'll realize your job is never really done. Constant improvement of the Chekhov itself and the work we do is critical. The status quo is not an option. Change is inevitable, and those who embrace it have a shot at managing it. If you continue to engage, to question, to improve as you have lately, your Beef Chekhov program will continue to bring you the results that you need to maintain a promising future for generations to come. And for that, I salute you, and I thank you for the opportunity to work for you on behalf of myself and my staff.